Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, it's not that our pets are unpatriotic, but they are kind of very often terrified of fireworks, which makes perfect sense in a way. We're going to hear about that in a moment. I mean, what you can do about it, because, you know, so often people think about it just like a day before, 2 days before. Well, we'll talk about what you can do, yes, a day or 2 days before, but what about right now, with a lot of things, it is better to plan ahead. This is no different. In addition to that, I want to talk later in the show with small-scale reptile rescue. We'll talk with Cindy Steinle. I will tell you, if this story that we'll report in about 15 minutes or so were to have happened to dogs or cats, it would have been splashed happily and appropriately all over the news. Happened to reptiles, and it's not in the news, but it will be on the show, and we'll hear about it. WGN Plus, that's where the podcasts are, and my most recent podcast with Berute Geldikas. What? That's somebody's name. And Berute is rather famous in the world of primatology. So you know some of the names. Diane Fossey, Gorillas in the Mist, was about her. She studied the mountain gorillas. Jane Goodall, you've seen all those National Geographic specials, she studied chimpanzees, while Berute is still out there at times researching orangutans. And everything we know about these three great apes, orangutans, gorillas, and chimpanzees, from these three individuals. Sadly, orangutans are the great ape that is disappearing most quickly. You have grandchildren as adults, if they're young kids, you know, if they're 3, 4, 5, 6 years old now, they may never have the opportunity to even think about seeing an orangutan anywhere but zoos, because if we're lucky, that's where the orangutans will continue living if we go the way we're going. And that's all in the podcast at WGNplus.com, or you can go to WGNradio.com and find it there. One thing I will miss about the Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue, the dogs walking by in the morning, a golden retriever, beautiful golden, just walked by. Lots of dogs have a lot in common, including the fear of fireworks. They happen, and the dogs are often terrified. Dr. Jennifer Stursky of SIVA Animal Health is on the phone this morning. Good morning, Dr. Stursky.
Morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. And thank you for getting up so early with us. So the fireworks begin to happen, and the dogs are sending out emails saying, I think the world is ending. Because the dogs don't know this is a patriotic celebration, I don't believe. And it is adaptive, I also believe, to be afraid of loud, sudden, unexplained noises. I mean, you're walking down the street, and you hear a loud, really loud, unexplained noise, you may run the other way. And it's not surprising that a lot of dogs and some cats do the same thing. So is there something we can do about it, especially given the fact that we have some, not a lot, but we do have some time. We have a couple of weeks before July 4th.
Yeah, actually, there's a bunch of things that we can do to make sure that, you know, your pets are prepared, and we can help mitigate any of fears that they may experience associated with those loud noises. So first, may not sound like it has anything to do with loud noises, but is actually making sure that you have a good collar with a name tag on, or that your pet is microchipped. And this is to help reunite you and your pet just in case they happen to manage to get out of the house because they are so scared. So this is your best chance of being reunited.
And one thing people do, I mean, We could also talk about what not to do, and one thing not to do is to tie up the dog in a backyard, which I'm never a fan of anyway, but tie up the dog in the backyard. I mean, dogs actually choke themselves, and yes, dogs get out of yards that you would think never get out of yards because they are so terrified. So identification is a great idea. For some dogs, can we just put them down in the basement or a room off to the side, like a den or an office or something, close the shades so they don't see what's going on, pump up some music, and have the kids or somebody play with the dog or cat and interact with them to get, quote-unquote, their mind off what's going on outside, and also plug in a pheromone product to lower that stress and anxiety at least a notch.
Yep, and those are were going to be all of my follow-up suggestions. So putting your pet, dog or cat, we know dogs experience fear of loud noises to a more significant degree than cats do, but putting them in an inside room that helps muffle the noise, giving them a lot of bedding or maybe putting blankets, if your dog likes to sleep in their cage, putting blankets over the cage and in the cage so they can burrow in and help dampen the noise for themselves is a great way. And then, yes, distraction is key. Some dogs and cats get so distracted by the loud noises that food or playtime doesn't really seem to be enjoyable for them. So if that does happen, don't worry. Try and, you know, maximize all of these other tips to make sure that your dog or cat can be as comfortable as possible. So music definitely helps. Now, while, you know, our families may like all kinds of music, what we know is that dogs and cats like soothing music. So something along the lines of classical music or even talk radio.
I like the talk radio part, yes. And there's no questions. Dr. Stursky, I know you're a scientist, but you may be unaware of the study. Turn on the radio, the dogs hear my show, and they fall asleep. I mean, that's been studied. They know that. All right, so I mentioned pheromone products. What the heck am I talking about?
So what you're talking about is on the dog side, there is a product called Adapto for Dogs. And this is a product that mimics the natural dog-appeasing pheromone that mom dogs produce when they have a litter of puppies. And so this is a very calming and reassuring and relaxing sensation that the puppies and adult dogs, we know adult dogs still can achieve effects from this pheromone, get when they are exposed to the product. So if you think that your dog is experiencing any type of fear, anxiety, or stress, this product is able to help mitigate that and make them feel more calm, comfortable, and relaxed.
And to be clear, and there's one for cats, it's called Feel Away. Adaptil is the one you mentioned for dogs, and it's a diffuser. You just plug it in, and Adaptil also comes in a collar, which goes wherever the dog goes. So plugging it in, obviously, it works if the dog is reasonably close. However, the collar, in addition to that, will go outdoors with the dog walking down the street as well. So wherever the dog is, obviously, the dog's collar is going to be as well as the Adaptil collar can be purchased. Do you have any other tips? What about dogs that do seem absolutely terrified? And while Adaptil and Feel Away for cats will take the fear level down a notch, it's still not enough.
Yeah, and there absolutely are those cases where you try all of these tips in your house and you're just not seeing enough of an improvement in your dog's well-being. And that's when I would suggest talking to your veterinarian, because there are medications that can actually help lower the anxiety level that they are experiencing. So all of these tips and suggestions that we're giving you, plus what your veterinarian may recommend in the form of a prescribed medication, may be the ultimate in achieving your pet being as calm and comfortable as they can be on the 4th of July.
And the fear is that if I give my dog or cat a psychopharmacological product, I'm going to change my pet's personality. And if the prescription and the dose is right. Unfortunately, though, friends, for some of these products, getting a head start is important, but not all of them. You're not changing the pet's personality, and I would argue it is more, it is a better thing to do and more humane to keep our pets comfortable than to have them be terrified.
Absolutely. I mean, I agree. It's not changing the pet's personality. Think of it as allowing the pet's true personality to come through in moments of extreme stress.
So they're not extremely stressed, you know. So there are lots of choices, lots of things you can do. And my message is now is the time to think about it. For most people, unless you adopted out the dog, you know, 3 weeks ago or something, which is great. Congratulations if that's you. But for most people, you know if your pet is afraid of loud noises, specifically fireworks. So now is the time to start thinking about what you can do. And the thing about Adaptil and Feel-Away that we mentioned, that's not a drug, a prescription at all. There's no downside. And where can those products be purchased?
So you can find those products through your veterinarian, but they're also available at PetSmart and online retailers such as Amazon. And so wherever you prefer to shop, they're there for you.
Yep. And we didn't have, just because radio time, we don't have time. But there are some other things you can do as well, and I have some tips on, if you go to my blog, stevedale.tv, there's an entire story about it naming all these sorts of products and what they do. Again, that's at stevedale.tv. Dr. Stursky, thank you so much for getting up so early with us. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Jennifer Stursky, Dr. Stursky with SIVA Animal Health. Pets aren't like family. They are family. That's why the doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you and your pets need them the most. They're located at the corner of Belmont, Western, and Clybourne. And they do treat emergencies, whether it happens to your dog or cat or even pet lizard. We'll talk about reptiles in a moment. And truly something that's happening, if you're an animal lover, and if you're not, you're probably not listening to the show, but if you're an animal lover, what's going on really matters. And it's sad, it's shocking, but you can make a difference, and we'll tell you how in a moment. MedVet is a certified VECCS Level 1 Trauma Center, an American Animal Hospital Association accredited referral hospital. That means your pets will always receive the most comprehensive and compassionate care. To learn more, visit MedVetForPets.com, MedVetForPets.com, or call MedVet Chicago at 773-281-7110. 773-281-7110. I was neglectful. I should have said to Mr. Schwani, and I know Andy Mazur is up in sports, so to both of you guys, and most importantly to all of you guys, happy Father's Day. Lots of texts came in. Unfortunately, they didn't pop into our system until Dr. Stursky was off the phone, so I cannot relay these messages. One question is, can I do the same sort of thing about thunderstorms as I can about fireworks? In general, the answer is yes for the products we mention. There's much more, and including at this point in time, desensitization and counter-conditioning, sort of training your dog not to mind the fireworks. There's details about that in the column that I mentioned on stevedale.tv. Another question is, can rescue remedy work? Yes, it absolutely can. That varies, it seems, from individual animal to individual animal as to whether it really works or not. And the other thing about rescue remedy is that, again, we're talking about something for relatively mild anxiety, not for a more serious, I am terrified of the fireworks. 7 minutes before 7 on WGN. I've been saying all morning, Cindy Steinle, of small scale reptile rescue, that if the story you're about to tell us, and we only have about 3.5 minutes or so here, but in the story you're about to tell us, if it were to have happened with dogs and cats, it certainly would have been big time news, but because it happened to reptiles and happened to you, reptile rescue, it really didn't make the news so much. So what did happen?
Well, we had two different situations. We had a gentleman who was a sexual predator who got arrested for that. And in the process, they found that he had quite a few animals, over 300.
That's a lot.
It is, most of which are feeder rodents that he was raising up to humanely feed off. But there's 160 snakes.
And lots of reptiles. I mean, lots of lizards as a part of this.
Yeah. And then we had a woman who had a mental illness whose family came in and put her in an institution and needed assistance with what she had collected.
Now,
and
as
we took on the reptile and fish portion of that case.
So as I understand it, most of these animals are actually in pretty good or very good condition.
Amazingly,
yeah. Yeah, so so you're looking for two things. You've got hundreds of reptiles, and this is the number that in 2016-17 and up till now in 2018 all combined, that more than the number of animals you typically take in, because you are, after all, small-scale reptile rescue. Overnight you became large-scale animal reptile rescue, I suppose.
And this isn't the first time we've done this.
Yeah.
We are a shelter relief rescue. When shelters, we immediately pull from shelters. That is solely our job. I've been doing this for 25 years, so I have a great relationship with all my shelters.
Mm-hmm.
They get a reptile in, I take it out, they don't have to deal with it. We run it through our program, and usually it's about 15 a year. This year we went a little higher.
A little higher? We're talking hundreds of animals. So I suppose there are sort of two forks in the road here. One is if you're interested in adopting, legitimately interested in adopting, any number of lizard species, or
we have a bunch of geckos and hognose snakes primarily.
Yeah, so if they're hognose snakes you're interested in, and that's kind of a tricky thing because in some states you need a special permit, so you really kind of have to
look at all of that when they apply.
Yeah, you have to know what you're doing with hognose snakes, so, or any reptile or any animal. So if you're interested in adopting, that's one thing. And then the other is if you could find it in your heart. I mean, feeding all these animals and caring up for all these animals until you find homes is something that small-scale reptile rescue wasn't necessarily prepared to do. So financially, there's a link to a GoFundMe page. I have it on my blog, stevedale.tv. Too long of a link to give out. We will give out your email address, if it's okay, Cindy, for people that are interested in helping financially or interested in adopting. Because you have, my goodness, I mean, do you agree that if this were...
Snakes, those are actually in evidence safekeep. So we are actually driving to the shelter an hour away, doing all the work and all the supplies. So this doesn't impact the shelters. I don't want it to impact their day-to-day work when they have something like this with reptiles.
Yeah.
I don't want it to impact their adoption. So we absorb all the costs. We pay for all the supplies. So that the shelter employees don't have to. The shelter can keep doing what they're doing and not absorb this impact. So it would help us to cover this impact out of something more than our daily paychecks.
All right. And there's much, much more detail on my blog, and that is stevedale.tv. For further information, or if you have questions or are interested in adopting or helping in any way, what is your email address?
It's CindyIsteinley@gmail.com, and Steve has it all typed out on his blog so you can find it and not misspell a thing.
Okay, that's a good idea. Thank you very much. I'm sorry we didn't have more time, but
Thank you for giving me the chance to ask for help. We desperately need it.
Yeah, this just happened, and I wanted to get this in this morning, so thank you very much.
Hi to Cosette for me.
That's our lizard. Our lizard.
Father's Day, Cosette's daddy.
Cosette's a... female lizard. I know that, by the way, because her name is Cosette. Oh, happy Father's Day, and you've heard about FreshWave natural odor-removing products here on the show. They're nothing like so-called other air fresheners because they don't have phony fragrances or toxic chemicals. FreshWave products use plant oils and water to remove odors completely, not to cover them up. The result? Odor-free air that's actually safe to breathe. So here's the latest from the folks at FreshWave, available now at your neighborhood Target store. Bag-on-valve FreshWave spray. Here's the simple version. It's an aerosol-free version of the FreshWave spray that you know and love. There are no pumps or trigger sprayers, delivering an ultra-fine mist that can even spray upside down. You know how you get those products and you pump it and it doesn't work? Well, that drives me crazy. It happens all the time. All sorts of cleaning products, and that's not the case here. Now you can get safe, natural, effective odor-removing product. Even if you're a vampire bat, it says, got an odor to think about that you can tackle? Well, think again. You can tackle it. Think FreshWave natural odor removing products. Head to your local Target store for the FreshWave fix. and to go to freshwaveworks.com, of course, anytime, freshwaveworks.com/BOV, BOV, to learn about their new spray technology. 1 minute after 7.